Now, there are theories. Sorry, the purpose in this economy was, for example, to record the amounts of grain, the numbers of sheep and cattle going in, coming out, the list of raw materials and products, materials before they were made into food, labourers, people who worked, what they did. Therefore, we need to know how much to pay them, how much did they work. The fields, who owned them, where were they? And also very important was religion, so the income of temples and the outgoings. So the money that came into the temples, or the food, or the products, and what went out, okay? And production levels were looked at, delivery dates, locations and debts. Purely because it got very complex, it was very fertile and the production grew. Okay, now what are the theories about how? That's why, but how? There are different theories. There was one Sumerian in Uruk. And he developed this system, okay? He decided that things needed to be recorded. Another theory was that it was the work of a group, administrators and merchants that were clever. Another is that it was accidental. Oh, if I do this, we know what's going on, okay? Or, over a long period, it developed just bit by bit. And there was a counting system of clay tokens. Clay was used because it was soft when it was damp. You know clay from the earth?
Yeah.
You can make an impression in it. And when it dries, you have a permanent impression. So writing started on clay tokens in that area. And first of all, they were pictographs, okay, as we've talked about. They were pictures. I'll show you some in a minute. Then it developed into cuneiform signs. Have you heard of cuneiform? I'll show you in a minute. So they went from pictures to signs, and all around the area of Sumeria, Babylon and Assyria, and eventually it was standardized as a language, and people who needed the language were able to understand it. Some examples of how it developed, okay? So very much pictures, first writing, bird. It then developed, and this is the beginning of the cuneiform. The long stem and the triangle at the end. That is cuneiform writing. And that's the origin of writing, according to research up until this day. Fish. This we can see is a fish. Can you see that that's a fish? No, yes, good. I can't. You'll make a good accountant then. Ox became ox. Some of the symbols at first were just rotated 90 degrees. So it developed like this, okay? So it started with the one, and that, what is it?
Head.
Head, yeah, good, that works. Then they rotated it, and that was the next stage, okay? Then, in about 2600 BC, it became what we call a glyph. You've heard of hieroglyphics?
Yeah.
In Egypt, glyph. Glyph is the image, the symbol. Four is when it began to be written on clay. And that's cuneiform, okay? Stage five, the next stage, and then you can see how it develops through the ages, but over a period of 2,000 or 3,000 words, okay? And the final one is supposed to be a simplified version, but I think you need to study it to understand that it's simple, okay? Here is an example of an inscription on a monument, okay, from the 2nd century BC. Just to show you how it developed and that it is actually real and I'm not making it up, okay? Now, I wanted to spend a bit more time on the origin because I think it's interesting and there's a reason for it, to communicate about the economy, to keep records. Somebody mentioned, what's happened here?